It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. It's been a few weeks since I've done a show, and part of it is because me and my family have gone through our fourth miscarriage, and it's been really hard. At the same time, we had a wedding, which was really great. It was wonderful to have a distraction during some sorrow in our family's life. The sad thing is, it was an on-topic pregnancy. I've had one before. My last one ruptured my tube. This one, thank God, he was there. The saints of the Lord were praying for us, and God spared this tube. He listened to his people, and I feel like God was letting me have some hope. And so I want to talk to you about an oil that really helped me. And I'm not here necessarily to sell you an essential oil. It's not the point. It's just talking about my journey. But if you are interested in learning more about essential oils, you can visit my website, infoonoils.com. That's infoonoils.com. And I feel like, man, these oils have come in such a wonderful time in my life because, gosh, when I was really heartbroken and trying to keep a brave face for my sister, because who wants to look back on their wedding day with having a sad memory attached to it? It's just not nice. I just wanted my sister to enjoy her wedding day. And I wanted my whole family to. I kept it a secret for as long as I could until I realized it was on topic. And I found out Thursday at 3:30 in the morning, my sister's wedding was on Saturday. We had a rehearsal dinner Friday. So I had no other choice, but I had to call my mom. Someone needed to watch my daughter. Well, me and my husband went to the hospital to deal with it. And it was scary to think that I was going to lose my last tube. That would end the ability for us to have children naturally. We really can't afford at this point in time to do the IVF. So to me, it felt like a death. Mourning a death of closing a chapter on ever having the ability to have more kids. And I don't want to sound like I'm throwing myself a pity party for those parents or those people out there who so desperately wanted to have a child, and here I am. I do have one. And then I'm talking so sad about not being able to have any more, but if you are those people out there that don't have a child yet, then you can understand the heartbreak it is to when you think the chapter of children is closing in your life. You can understand that. You know the pain of feeling that. I know I felt that before I had Annabelle. I almost given up hope that it was ever, actually, you know, I kind of did. I kind of gave up hope that it was ever going to happen. At least for a while I did. But then I just started praying again and asking the Lord. You know, there was a lot of barren women in the Bible. I wasn't going to be the first, and I'm certainly not going to be the last, but there was many women in the Bible who were barren. And the Lord heard their cry and blessed them with children. And some were late in their age. You know, Sarah, Abraham's wife, was a very old woman, and she had a child late in life. And Elizabeth was an older woman who had a child late in her life. And these two were miracle babies, literally miracle babies. Then I think about a lady I know on my street who was a barren woman and was so sad that she couldn't have a child. But the Lord did answer her. And I'm going to say this, if that's the desire of your heart to have children, I don't care if you're past that age or not. God will give you that desire some way, somehow. I believe it in my heart. My neighbor, bless that lady, wonderful woman, she couldn't have children with her husband, but one day, her and her husband have a business, and one day a longtime friend slash client was going through a divorce, and she had two young children. One was a baby, and the other one I think was a toddler. And this couple told the lady that they'd be more than happy to watch the children while she was at work, because she had to. Someone had to watch the kids. So this couple, even though they were older in age, was given the opportunity to raise two children, from babies all the way up until they got to go to elementary school. And this family adopted them as grandparents. So this couple got to be there for first steps and teething and potty training, you know, all the things you do as parents. And it makes me get chills, and I get happy tears a little bit to think that God didn't forget this family. Sure, they didn't have children of their own, but God somehow gave them children to raise and to love and to adore. And they brag about their grandchildren. They have pictures all around their house of their grandchildren. Not natural, adopted. And it's beautiful. And I just think, what a wonderful story that God didn't forget this couple. So if it is a desire of your heart one day to have children, I don't care how old you are, don't be afraid to pray about it. And pray every day if you have to. The women of the Bible did. They wept in their tears, and I did the same thing until God gave me my darling Annabelle. I treasure her with everything. So yes, I'm sad in my heart. My husband's sad, you know, and please don't take it that we're not grateful and that I'm not happy that I do have a kid, of course, but with any loss of a child, I don't care how old or how young, it's sad. I don't care what age in life they are, which stage of life they're in. When they pass, it's difficult. So in my case, yes, I was able to save the two, but that meant I had to take an injection to dissolve the baby. Can you think of how that felt? To have to dissolve your own child? It was a horrible, horrible thing to have to go through. And I had to sit there for 4 hours because of a hospital policy that I hope will change to get this certain kind of medication that will dissolve the fetus, my baby, my kid. I was told by an ER nurse that the baby dies in the fallopian tube because it's not able to get the nutrients that it needs. And I hope she's right. Because the idea of having to dissolve a live human being, even if it's not going to make it, it's your child, and even though it can't live on, and you risk the chance of dying, because the ectopic pregnancy is a very dangerous thing. If your tube ruptures, you can die. It's a very scary thing to deal with. So you're scared that you could die. You're sad that your kid is having to... I can't even say it. It's so sad. So... Here's the good news in some of it. Okay, so I had this. I could cry all day on Thursday. I could be very sad on Thursday, but Friday I had to be around my sister. So I went into my oils kit, and there's an oil called Joy. And then the Lord brought some verses to my mind that said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And it's hard to think about when you're so sad that God's joy, not that he's happy in this situation, but God still has this joy that's an unending joy. And that joy is our strength to keep going on the next day, the next step, the next minute, the next hour. And then the verse came to mind, "Sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning." And I felt like God was saying, "I've bottled some of my joy for you." Talk about wanting to cry. Oh my gosh. It was so touching that God gave me his joy physically here on earth to get through some hard times in my life. See, God knows everything. He knows what mankind needs before we need it. He knows what I need before I need it. So he bottles up his joy. Literally, that's what I felt like he was telling me, that I bottled up my joy for you. I feel like God, I have a God that cares about me, that knew long before I was even born on this earth. He put plants on this earth to help me when I was going to need it the most. When I was going to have to pretend that my life was okay and I was all right just so I could bring some joy to someone else's life. Even though that my heart was hurting, I had something tangible that I could use to help me get through a difficult situation. If you're curious to find out more about this oil, you can find it on my website at infoonoils.com. And if you're going through something difficult, I want to just give you that hope that God manifested his oil, his joy, literally in a bottle. It's right there. And nobody really knew. I mean, people knew I was in some pain, but I dismissed it as a female issues, cramping and stuff, which was the case. I wasn't lying, but there was more to it than just that. But nobody really knew. Until I said something, they had no really idea that I was so sad. They're like, wow, you really put a smile on your face. They were shocked. It works really well. And I'm glad I found it. So I hope this is a blessing to you. I want to be an encouragement to you today. That if you are feeling like you're barren, or you have lost a child, or you're going through something so difficult, a hard diagnosis, maybe your finances are crumbling around, I want you to know that God does think about us. And there is on earth his tangible joy to help us get through those hard times in our life. Let's face it, when we have hard times in our life, we have jobs we still have to do, places we need to go. Do we really want to be a hot mess when we're out in public? We really don't. None of us do. But we still have to get things done. And that is one thing that will help you get through your work day, or just having to make phone calls because you have to make appointments, or you need to figure out why your credit card bill is messed up, or whatever the case is. We all have to deal with other people and to be a blubbering mess. Not that there's not a place for that, but let's face it, there's life. And I don't want to sound like I'm not being a caring person, because I'm right there. I mean, I'm here. But I had to do something. I couldn't just be a sobbing disaster. I had to be strong, right? So that really helps me. And it smells beautiful. You can use it as a perfume. Even if you don't, if you're happy, bring a little extra joy. It's great. Oh my gosh. It's great for crabby toddlers when they're going through their terrible twos. I know from experience. It makes you feel better, and it makes them feel better instantaneously. It's amazing. And I bet it would work on a crabby teenager too. Oh man, God bless us when we have a teenager. And God bless all you parents, because man, my friends right now, their children are younger but are dealing with hard issues. Things that our parents didn't have to deal with, because we didn't have all this information technology out there that there is today. So maybe you just need the joy oil just to get through your day, because your kid just did something you're absolutely shocked. You couldn't believe that they could possibly do. Yeah. Or maybe they're just being that teenager. I don't know. Anyways, I don't mean to be such a bummer today on the show, but I just thought I should share this hard experience with you to say, hey, I've been overcoming, and God has been good, and he didn't take that hope away from me. Not that I would have blamed him anyways, but I felt like he listened, like he was a dad, like, you know, he's a parent, And just like when your kids are asking you for something that's not like something that's good, you know, something that isn't bad for them, something that you would want to give your child. They're asking for something good from you. They're asking, please, please, can I have a puppy or, you know, something good. And parents, we have a soft spot for our children. And when it's something good that's going to bring them joy, we want to lavish those things on them. And I felt like that's what God was doing for me. My body is corrupted by sin. That's why we have disease. Our bodies were perfect in the Garden of Eden when we didn't have sin in the world. But once sin entered the world, it started corrupting our bodies and corrupting the DNA because sin brings death. The wages, the cost, the price of sin is death. It's what it is. So it's not that God was doing this to me, but God was helping me through it. He gave me friends to come down and be with me in the ER. I'm grateful for. He gave parents on both sides to drop everything and help out. He's given me a support system. He's given me people to pray for me. And God listened to his children and he said, okay, I can do something and I want to help you. I don't want to take your hope away. I don't want to close that faith. I don't want to close that chapter on you. I don't want to take that joy away from you. At least that's what I felt like he was saying to me. So, it's been difficult, but I have seen God's hand move. I've seen God be there for me. And I know he's going to be there for you for difficult things. So remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, because a lot of people thought about me this week. A lot of people have been there for me the last couple weeks. It feels good that people weren't just thinking about number one. Oh, it's not convenient for me to go to the ER and sit with her. Oh, I don't want to see her cry. It's not convenient for me. People thought about number two. They thought about somebody else besides themselves, and they were there for me. So when you are there for other people, you change the world by changing the world of one. It starts with changing one person's world. So look out for somebody else. Take care, guys.